Next week, in addition to voting on McCain-Feingold, the Senate will debate President Bush's budget plan for fiscal year 2001. Majority Leader Trent Lott predicts that the president's package of tax cuts and spending priorities will pass the Senate. The House approved another major portion of the proposal yesterday. A sizable majority of House members voted to approve $400 billion worth of projected tax relief for families. The legislation addresses the so-called marriage penalty and doubles the child tax credit. More from NPR's David Wellna at the Capitol.
Many of the arguments during debate of the tax cut bill sounded familiar. After all, it was only last year that the House approved similar legislation to eliminate the disadvantages for married couples who file their tax returns jointly. President Clinton vetoed that legislation, and House Majority Leader Dick Armey seemed to still be indignant about that rejection when he addressed his colleagues on the House floor.
The idea that we will say to our young men and women in this country, go ahead, fall in love, get married, and you won't be penalized for it, should never be an idea that is resisted by anybody.
Not one lawmaker argued that people should be penalized for getting married, but several Democrats pointed out that the tax cuts are not aimed at just those 25 million married couples who've had to pay more taxes filing jointly than they would individually. Brad Sherman, a California Democrat, said more than half of married couples pay less because they're married.
Those who are insulting or degrading marriage by telling people that you're going to pay more taxes if you say I do should realize that, in fact, most who say I do are paying less.
What's more, the nonpartisan Center on Budget and Policy Priorities figures only the wealthiest one-third of married couples are eligible for 80% of the benefits from the so-called marriage penalty relief. Michigan Democrat Senator Levin said he was amazed that this legislation proposed by Republicans exceeded Mr. Bush's own proposal by $100 billion.
Why are we doing this? I don't know. Maybe we have kind of a Pied Piper syndrome here. And I'm not sure who always is calling the tune.
But the chief sponsor of these family-oriented tax cuts said he was sure they would lead to a brighter future. Gerald Weller, a Republican from Illinois, held up a large photo of a married couple and their baby from his district to make his point.
Chad and Michelle will see, as a result of this legislation, somewhere between $1,500 to $2,000 in tax relief by eliminating the marriage tax penalty, by providing for a bigger child tax credit.
The smiling tax family photo mounted on poster board drove New York Democrat Charles Rangel, who managed his party's side of the debate, into a fit of sarcasm.
I just paused because I was so moved by the last presentation. I'd like to yield 1 minute to Jim Moran from Virginia while I regain my composure.
Rangel did get his composure back quickly enough to accuse the GOP of breaking up its tax cuts into separate bills in order to mask their true size.
The various parts of this tax bill just doesn't fit into the $1.6 trillion tax cut that the president wants. It's almost like trying to get a big size 12 foot into a six size shoe. It just doesn't fit.
Still, 64 Democrats joined every Republican in the House to approve this round of tax cuts. And Illinois Republican Phil Crane made the case there's no time for Congress to lose in approving the president's proposal.
It's urgent that we move quickly to convince taxpayers that we mean business. Consumer confidence will improve when people gain confidence that we will give them a pay hike by cutting their taxes.
But Republicans rejected a Democratic proposal to distribute a $300 dividend to every taxpayer this year. The House is expected to approve a gradual repeal of the estate tax in its final tax cut bill next week. But the chances of tax cuts sailing through the evenly divided Senate still appear far from certain. David Wellna, NPR News, The Capitol.